USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Security Communicator John Kirby said there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia as the kingdom moves to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, catching the Biden administration unprepared. But it remains to be seen how far Biden is willing to go in showing his displeasure with the Saudis. Mr. Kirby on Tuesday.
The president believes that we should review the bilateral relationship with Saudi Arabia and to take a look to see if that relationship is where it needs to be and that it is serving our national security interests.
The Justice Department told the Supreme Court on Tuesday not to grant an emergency request from President Trump to review an appeals court decision dealing with classified documents seized from his Florida home because he has no plausible claim of ownership. Trump has claimed the documents were declassified, as he was entitled to do so when in office. Justice Clarence Thomas will make the decision without a deadline to do so. A former San Antonio police officer who shot a teenager while he sat in his car in a McDonald's parking lot has been arrested on two counts of assault. James Brennand, who was a seven-month rookie officer when the shooting occurred, turned himself in Tuesday and was arrested for two counts of aggravated assault by a public servant for the October 2nd shooting. Police believe he mistook the car for one he was looking for. NASA's DART spacecraft that intentionally impacted a space rock orbiting a larger space rock was a success in altering its orbit. Before the January 26 impact, the target took 11 hours and 55 minutes to circle its parent asteroid. Scientists had hoped to shave off about 10 minutes, but NASA revealed Tuesday the impact shortened the asteroid's orbit by 32 minutes. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the midterm elections are less than a month away, another high-profile woman is leaving the Democrat Party.
Former presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard jumped ship from the Democrat Party on Tuesday, and another former Democrat says he can relate. Dick Morris, a former advisor to Presidents Clinton and Trump, spoke to Newsmax about his exodus from the Democrat Party.
Reagan and Trump and me, for example, all started off as Democrats, and then we shifted. But we didn't shift. The party shifted under our feet.
Meanwhile, the midterm elections are 4 weeks from Tuesday. Some pundits are speculating it will be a red wave, meaning Republicans will walk away with major wins as many in the Democrat Party try to distance themselves from President Joe Biden and his disastrous policies. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
As mainstream media sold the American people a bag of lies about the concocted Steele dossier against President Trump and members of his 2016 campaign, FBI Supervisory Counterintelligence Analyst Brian Auten was the first witness in the trial of Igor Deshenko, the Russian national who served as the primary subsource for Steele's anti-Trump dossier. Court documents show the FBI offered Steele $1 million cash if he could corroborate allegations in the dossier. Auten testified that Steele could not do so. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.